Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of the 808 Podcast. Podcast where we interview business owners, CEOs, executives, whoever else I feel like. Four questions in 8 minutes and 8 seconds because 808 looks like Bob. Here we go. Question number one in a couple sentences. Tell me who you are, what do you do?
Hi, my name's Tom Coffing. I am the CEO at Coffing Data Warehousing. We've been in business for 27 years, started out as a training organization, and we specialized in Teradata. I trained over 1,000 classes around the world, India, China, Africa, throughout the United States. Then we started writing books. We've written 85 books on all different platforms, Snowflake, Azure, DB2, Oracle, Yellowbrick. Now we have the best software in the world, and that is going to be the software that is a great query tool with a server to help you migrate data to all systems and one that joins data across platforms as easy as pie. The big three.
Awesome, Tom. Question number two, what advice would you like to share? Go.
I'd like to give two pieces of advice. For individuals, it used to be you wanted to be an expert to the nth degree. And I spent over 10 years programming, and I spent another 10 years mastering Teradata. Now you don't want to spend that kind of time. You want to get a lot of different databases under your belt. You want to become excellent at SQL. You want to get great at Python, R, Perl, Java. So get yourself well-rounded because the future is going to throw you a lot of curves. You need to be ready for that. For organizations, you're going to have a tsunami of data and opportunities. So you're going to want to go out there and you're going to want to prepare yourself to have hundreds of databases, if not thousands of databases that are interconnected. So it doesn't matter where data resides, on-premise or on any of the clouds, public and or private. You need an environment set to go for that.
Perfect. So how do you go about setting up that IT strategy that's a no-brainer?
Well, you got to go out there and you got to make sure that you have tools that can easily migrate data. So you really put the power into the user's hands where they can move data. They can join data at any place, any time. You need the right network. You need the right servers that manage the different databases. If you can set that up, then it's no obstacle to access any data at any time for any person.
All right. So what are some of those tools? What are some of those tools look like?
Well, you know what? It starts down at the query tool. You'll have a wide variety of beautiful query tools like Power BI and Tableau. You'll other use tools like MyNexus, which allow you to query every system, but join that where you just point and click and it does all of the difficult things underneath. See, it takes sometimes people 3 months to migrate data, and it should take 3 seconds because that's what we do. We convert the DDL, so the structures between systems is nothing. We use the right load utilities. And if you do that, it doesn't matter where the data is. You know, you're going to see, Bob, this is going to be fascinating. You're going to see data in the future look almost like the internet. You're going to Google in certain things. Hey, I want to do a product ID or customer ID. And it's going to be in a lot of different places. And it's not going to matter. We don't care where things come from on the internet. We shouldn't care sometimes where that data resides in our enterprise. We need access to it.
That is true. Let's get to question number three. What other CEOs, founders, and executives that you personally know that you want to give a shout out to?
I want to really reach out to some a great person from Yellowbrick named Alan Holmes. He's just one of the most professional individuals I've ever worked with, and he has helped construct one of the most powerful systems in the world, and that is Yellowbrick. I also want to shout out to Jit Saxena from Netezza, who brought me in. We had dinner. We talked about the Netezza systems. And so those two executives really come to mind. I'd like to thank Bill Gates. They partnered with me at Microsoft so awesome. That they could use my Nexus in their sales process when they sold their parallel data warehouses back in 2012. So these are just some of many of the heroes that I have out there.
Awesome. Awesome, Tom. I'll look them up there. Number four, final fun question. Tell me about your most epic sale.
My most epic sale was probably to a major insurer on a Yellowbrick system, as well as the Microsoft deal that went down in 2009 to 2012. You know, you're dealing with some of the biggest, most powerful customers in the world. And you know what? charm and reputation will get you in the door, but you better do your homework. You better have the goods or it's not going to last long. And I've had a lot of success. I'm dealing with some really big names. They're just like normal people. They just happen to be, at the top of the game.
They are there. So, hey, Tom, you've got 3 minutes and 1 second left. Promo time, ask me a question, talk about the weather, whatever you want, or we can end early. Go for it.
Well, I'll tell you what. I have spent the last 17 years, Bob, developing software with a vision that said, I don't think anybody's going to see this. I had a chance to work with so many different database vendors that I felt like this is not where the gold is anymore. The gold is putting software into the hands of users and into companies that are no longer going to have to beg to the vendor. Let them be in control. So I started with building query tools, and these query tools eventually could query every system. Then I started to say, we're going to migrate and convert the data and the table structures between systems. And my team said, oh my goodness, that's so complicated. And I said, people aren't going to need to do this for 15 years. And that's what we began to do. Then I started building it so you could just point and click and it would write the SQL. Then I started making it across systems. I'm the only person in the world that had a 20-year vision. I'm on year 17, and it's taken that long to do it. Let me ask you a question, Bob.
Okay.
Tell me about how you got into this industry and why you started the 808 podcast.
I did it for the networking. And told my coach I've always wanted to do a podcast. And she said, great, your first episode is scheduled in 48 hours.
Wow. And you became a good speaker. How?
Just kept doing it. I like to show people episode number one and show them the difference of how there's a complete difference there.
Of course, you know, you practice things over and over again. That's the one talent I have. Yep. I was an All-American wrestler. I won 2 Olympic trials. I was a national speech champion. I've written 85 books. They go, how are you doing these things? I go, if it's important, you keep practicing and learning and practicing and learning, and you get better at things. And that's the only thing I've ever been good at, getting better through absolute back-breaking work.
Absolutely. There. Hey, Tom, you pulled it off. 4 questions in 8 minutes and 8 seconds. Tom, why is it 8 minutes and 8 seconds?
Because 808 looks like Bob, and he is the podcaster.
Gold star for Tom. Your website, say it real quick.
CoughingDW.com and NexusDataServer.com.
In the description, it's magic. Tom, thank you so much for being on. Tip of the hat to you.
Thank you, Bob.
You're welcome. And for everyone else watching or listening, I'm legally required to tell you to like, share, comment, subscribe, thumbs up, ring the bell, whatever the heck the social network tells you to do. You all have a good day. I'll talk to you later. Bye.